everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Trends. I'm Dawn, Content and Communications Lead of Lion Global Investors. Thank you so much for being with us here today. Joining us today on this episode is Kenneth Ong, our fund manager of the Lion Global Singapore Dividend Equity Fund. Today, we will discuss some of the pain points of Singapore investors this year and our outlook for the Singapore equity market. Welcome, Kenneth.
Thank you very much, Dawn. It's great to be here.
All right. So first things first, surging inflation. Everything is so expensive now. Singapore's core inflation hit a 13-year high in July of 4.8% year on year. This is the highest level since it touched 5.5% in November 2008. While inflation hits every part of our lives, right? From gas to groceries, property prices and rents. I mean, lunches and CBD. Everybody in office is definitely feeling it. So according to a Bloomberg article, Singaporeans are feeling a lot of pain in petrol prices, utility prices and supermarkets. So the question to you is this high level of sustained prices going to be always, how long is it going to be sustained for?
Well, Dawn, the thing is, we've all been hurt by this inflation, but the good news is that we think that inflation is likely going to ebb off, right? And the reason for that is that oil prices, which have been a key component of the driver of inflation, has started to come off the highs earlier this year. So, you know, I don't think we have to be too concerned about inflation in the near term. You know, but longer term, 5 to 10 years, we can expect inflation globally to be higher this decade than the last decade. But the good news is that for Singapore equities will outperform better in periods of higher inflation.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there. Can you just explain to our listeners why you think that inflation will be higher in the next decade?
So the main reason for that is that global superpowers are moving towards an era of deglobalization and an uncertain period of conflict. If there's further tension between Europe and Russia, or between China and the US, then countries all over the world will increasingly look at energy security, food security, or supply chain security. So this means that governments will be looking to invest further in these areas, particularly in renewable energy, as well as onshoring of supply chains. For instance, the US looking to bring technology back away from Asia and back into their home soil. Now, when governments act in this way, it will naturally result in an inflationary environment. Why would this be the case? This is because there will be higher demand for commodities, materials, manufacturing output to rebuild and duplicate these energy, commodity, and manufacturing networks. Now, Singapore stands to benefit from such an environment. As an important contributor to the global manufacturing supply chain, Singapore companies can stand to benefit from the increased demand for renewable energy solutions, robotics, integrated manufacturing solutions. So this means higher revenues for companies in Singapore, and that is why this would translate to better stock market performance for the Singapore market.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So the key message I'm getting out of it is that inflation is going to come off the boil in the short term, because as you said, right, oil prices have declined, I think 25% since June this year. However, inflation is going to remain higher for longer. So what does this mean for, you know, everyday person? As you said, we've all been hit by inflation, right? Hit very hard this year. So there is no doubt that we are all kind of suffering from the consequences of high inflation.
Well, that's true. But the good news is that, you know, what the pandemic has taught us is that governments across the world, not just in Singapore, can give targeted subsidies in various areas, for instance, in healthcare, in fuel, or even in GST rebates, right? So this shows that governments across the world can react very quickly to abnormal changes and situations in the economy.
Yeah, I think that's so right. And it's so true, especially, I mean, in the case of the Singapore government. And over the last year, we've seen they've been very generous in helping us with subsidies to tide through, the COVID situation. So now I think it's an opportune moment to zoom out a little bit, right? So other than inflation, over the last half year, there's overhanging concern the US may enter into, you know, a mild recession, and a lot of fears going around it, a lot of macro volatility and challenging backdrop. So where do we, you know, Singapore, a little red dot, where do we sit in this, you know, macro climate of such a challenging backdrop?
That's a great question, because it's actually confusing a lot of people out there. Now, Singapore is a small and open economy. So naturally, if there's any recession globally, we will be impacted. But the good news is that fundamentally, Singapore is actually becoming stronger since the pandemic. Given the uncertainties in the region, for instance, in Hong Kong, right? Singapore is now attracting more and more wealth and has increased its preeminence as a safe haven. So the reason for this is because Singapore is the preeminent British rule of law jurisdiction in Asia. And this means that property rights would be respected, especially for people of wealth looking to park their funds. So given this geopolitical uncertainty, Singapore continues to be a very attractive place for people to park their funds here. And this is the fundamental that will tide us through, you know, any future recession coming
through. Right. So, yeah, I mean, indeed, I think our safe haven status is more prominent now than ever. We're seeing a lot of money flowing here. As our rent prices, property prices are going through the roof. And of course, a lot of, you know, like TikTok and Baobao, their Asian headquarters, are also now in Singapore, which, you know, is a stamp of approval of, you know, Singapore as a safe haven, as what you said. So, which is great to hear, right? So now we are positive on the Singapore market. So how should investors be potentially best positioned in Singapore given the macro volatility that we're seeing right now?
Well, generally, we are a bit cautious on the market, but we are positive on Singapore being able to tide through right all the uncertainty that's coming through, right? So for us, and when we look at the Singapore market in a global context, right, Singapore market actually offers a lot of blue chip companies. Okay, now blue chip companies are essentially quality companies with a sustainable franchise. Now, the interesting thing about the blue chip companies in Singapore is that because of the pandemic, right, a lot of them have share prices that have fallen quite a lot. So they've become cheap.
Right.
So now these blue chip companies have become blue cheap companies, right? And the thing is, not only are they cheap, but they're actually repositioning themselves for the future using new technology,
right?
Internet of Things, smart cities, biomedical, robotics, material science. A lot of these technologies are now being adopted by our blue chip companies. So that is why the Singapore equity market stands to do very well, right, amidst the uncertain global environment.
So I think that's great. So what I'm hearing is, you know, we like this, you know, big market cap companies, very stable, strong balance sheet, good cash flows, right? So this is where kind of the sectors that we like in the Singapore market, you know, out of the global context. So, well, thank you very much, Kenneth, for sharing your perspectives on the Singapore equity market. I'm sure our listeners have benefited a lot from your insights.
Thank you, Dawn.
So thank you, everyone. You have been listening to Less Stock Trends with me, Dawn Leong. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Here we are at the end of the episode. Catch you guys again. Disclaimer: this advertisement has not been reviewed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. This is for information only and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation. Information is subject to change without notice and is not to be relied on as advice. Investments are not guaranteed and are subject to investment risks. For more information, please visit www.lionglobalinvestors.com.